Mandy for breakfast.
Triple M.
It's now 20 to 8. It's the Riverina's 963 Triple M. Megan Del Borello is a social media and marketing expert joining us this morning because, well, everyone can tweet, including the President of the United States of America. And he's not making a lot of friends with some of his recent tweets. Good morning, Megan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, we've seen Trump's most recent tweet. It's not very nice.
It's definitely not at all.
Would you class him as a cyberbully?
100% would class him as a cyberbully. His behaviour on social media harasses and is really terrible, and it's exactly what a cyberbully does.
When he picks up his phone and makes that decision to type something in and then actually publish it, what could he be doing a little differently that might actually win him over some more voters? Because you actually think he should be emulating what Julie Bishop does.
I do. I actually think he should put the phone down and not tweet at all for a while and take a bit of a break and maybe actually focus on his job of being president. That would be fantastic, I think. But
yeah.
Look, I think Julie Bishop really does win at Twitter. You can actually see what she does as a politician, because sometimes, you know, we're all a little bit unsure.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite engaging. She uses emojis, which are fantastic. And she really doesn't retaliate to those trolls or those bullies, because she does get harassed quite a lot on Twitter. But you'll never see her retaliate or attack anyone personally on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Which is obviously what Trump does.
Yeah. Now, when you say the emoji side of things, just for my listener base, emoji is a small image that might assist in establishing the mood of a particular tweet or a message. How important is that, do you think, in what Julie Bishop is doing online?
I think it makes her more relatable, especially for the younger generation that uses emojis quite a lot. So she uses them a lot humorously, which again sort of connects her more on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, it really, I think, humanises her a bit more as a person and gives her that extra depth to being a politician especially.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, and do you think, you know, if Trump was to start using emojis that are smiley faces or perplexed faces rather than just flat out insults, I mean, that could really do him a world of good.
You know, I probably could, but I'd be a bit scared about the type of emojis that he would actually go and use.
Yeah, look, some really interesting points, Megan, and thank you so much for your comments today.
No worries. Thank you.